From Tidbits on June 12, 2017, this is 2017 iMac Configuration Quirks, Don't Get Burned, by Adam C. Angst. Thinking about buying one of Apple's just-updated iMacs? You'll want to pay close attention while configuring them, because you could end up with a worse configuration for the same price, depending on how you start. Or you might pay more for the same configuration. Alert reader Yasuhiro Sugawara of Sugarwater Brothers deserves the credit for identifying these quirks in Apple's online store. 21.5-inch Radeon Pro 555 versus 560. First, imagine that you want to buy a 21.5-inch iMac with the fastest processor and a 1TB Fusion drive. Apple's online store provides three configurations, the lowest of which we'll ignore because it lacks the 4K Retina display and can't be configured with a faster processor. If you start with the middle level, 21.5-inch iMac with 4K Retina display, choose the faster 3.6 GHz quad-core Intel Core i7 processor and select a 1TB Fusion drive in place of the 1TB hard drive, you end up with a price of $1,699. If you instead start with a top-level 21.5-inch iMac, you can create the same configuration for the same price merely by selecting the faster processor, since it already comes with a 1TB Fusion drive. Here's the thing, though. As Yasuhiro Sugawara noticed, everything is the same, including the price, except for the Radeon Pro graphics processor. The middle-level iMac comes with the Radeon Pro 555 with 2GB of video memory, whereas the top-level iMac includes the Radeon Pro 560 with 4GB of video memory. To reiterate, that's for the exact same $1,699. How much of a difference does the higher-numbered Radeon Pro graphics chip with twice as much video memory make? It's impossible to say without formal benchmarking, and I suspect that it would be unnoticeable to most users. AMD says that the Radeon Pro 555 has 12 compute units and can hit 1.3 teraflops, whereas the 560 has 16 compute units and can reach 1.9 teraflops. On the Tech Report website, there's a discussion of these graphics chips that suggests there might be a slight performance improvement by getting the 560 over the 555. Whether or not you'll notice the difference between the 555 and 560, I can't see any reason you wouldn't want the faster 560 with more video memory for no extra money. It will almost certainly be better and likely increase the resale value of the iMac. Regardless, if you want a 21.5-inch iMac with the fastest processor and at least a 1TB Fusion drive, start with the top model, not the middle model. The price equivalency stays in place as you add RAM or storage, although the top model can also take up to 32GB of RAM, whereas the middle model stops at 16GB. As with the previous 21.5-inch iMac models, you cannot upgrade the RAM yourself, as you can with a 27-inch iMac, so make sure to order with the right amount to start. Yasuhiro Sugawara's discovery piqued my curiosity, so I investigated other Macs. With the 15-inch MacBook Pro, I couldn't create a similar situation, because the middle configuration offers a $100 option of stepping up from the Radeon Pro 555 with 2GB of video memory to the top model's Radeon Pro 560 with 4GB of video memory. Clearly, Apple considers that jump to be worth $100, at least when it comes to the MacBook Pro. 27-inch iMac Radeon Pro 575 versus 580. However, when I worked through the 27-inch iMac configurations, I found the same issue as with the 21.5-inch models. To see this, configure the middle and top 27-inch iMacs with the 4.2 GHz quad-core Intel Core i7, and give the middle one a 2TB Fusion drive to match the top model. Although both configurations cost $24.99, the middle one has only the Radeon Pro 575 with 4GB of video memory, whereas the top one has the Radeon Pro 580 with 8GB of video memory. As with the Radeon Pro 555 and 560, the 575 has 32 compute units versus 36 compute units in the 580, and the peak performance is 4.5 teraflops for the 575 and 5.5 teraflops for the 580. So once again, if you want a 27-inch iMac with 5K Retina display and a faster processor, start with the top model. The pricing equivalency remains in place as you add RAM here too, and if you want a 2TB or 3TB Fusion drive. Speaking of adding RAM, you can upgrade the RAM in all three 27-inch iMac models. Mac Observer notes that even the low-end model can take up to 64GB of RAM, contrary to Apple's tech specs page, although you'll need to buy it from an independent supplier. 27-inch iMac SSD pricing. There is one area in which this unusual pricing equivalency does not remain in place for the 27-inch iMac, and that's if you want to swap the Fusion Drive for an SSD. When you configure the middle 27-inch iMac with a 512GB or 1TB SSD, it will be $100 cheaper than the identically configured top model. With a 512GB SSD, the middle model runs $25.99 and the top model $26.99. Go up to a 1TB SSD and the middle model is only $29.99, whereas the top model costs $3,099. I see three possible explanations for this discrepancy at the moment, in order. This pricing is exactly how things should be, with a top 27-inch iMac model being $100 more expensive due to having the faster Radeon Pro with twice as much video memory. It's possible that Apple would prefer to charge more for the faster graphics chip in general, but couldn't figure out how to work that in without bringing SSDs into the mix. But why wouldn't Apple carry this $100 surcharge over to the 21.5-inch models? Second possibility. It's a simple mistake, though there's no telling whether the actual prices should be higher or lower. If this is the case, we may see Apple change the prices soon. Third and finally, the more expensive SSDs in the top 27-inch iMac models may actually be faster or better in some other way. Apple's tech specs page for the iMac doesn't call out any difference, so this seems unlikely. I have contacted Apple about the situation, but haven't heard back yet. In the meantime, the moral of the story is to pay careful attention when you start configuring an iMac to make sure you're getting the best possible set of options for your money. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and ScanSnap, and supported by readers like you. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and or review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, the Tidbits News app, Apple News, Twitter, and Facebook. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.